Thanks for staying with us on Consider This. Melissa and Sharad here with you tonight. Let's continue our conversation with the co-founders and editors of Makaranga, a portal covering issues of the environment and sustainability in Malaysia. Siew Lin and Yao Hua. Now, I want to come back to something that you both touched on a little bit earlier in the conversation, particularly you, Siew Lin. You said that you're concerned about the reforms that were started in the with the Pakatan Harapan government, whether that's going to be continued with this new government. What were some of the reforms that you really want to see be continued and not be undone?
A lot of the laws related to the environment, wildlife, forestry, fisheries are very, very old and way overdue for an overhaul. What the Pakatan Harapan had done was to actually try and tackle some of these. So for example, the National Forestry Act is 36 years old. It's from 1984, and accompanying it is a National Forestry Policy, which is dated 1992. So these are way overdue for an overhaul. People have been, I think environmentalists have been lobbying very hard to get this, tabled, the new bills to be tabled, and they were actually in line to be tabled this year. Likewise, the Wildlife Conservation Act is slightly newer, 2010, but again, because poaching has become such a serious issue, they actually pushed that through very quickly, and in fact was supposed to be tabled this coming sitting. You know, so it's a real shame that that laws which are badly needed to back up policy, for punishments and all the rest of it, we really, really need to get these going and push through.
Right. So what accounts for that lag in changing legislation? Is it institutional inertia? Is it a lack of competence or lack of awareness about contemporary issues that need new legislation in order for government to act more effectively? What really is the reason for not moving forward fast enough?
Well, I think political will. I think that's it, political will.
Yeah, what would you think?
There are other things as well, yeah, but Yahua? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, political will. I imagine, let's pick up the National Forestry Act, right? I just spoke to an environmental veteran a few days ago, and talking about how has the new government, I guess, or the change in government over the last few years affected it, and he was concerned that the amendments, he's confident, he's hopeful that the amendment will be carried out or tabled this year. But he's worried about it too. But what I'm saying is it's difficult to do. Lots of things to consider. Penalties, financial, who would be affected? And when it comes to forests, it's a very tricky issue, right? Federal state relationship. So even if the amendments are tabled and passed on the federal level, then it's up to the states, and that would take an even longer time. So I think there's a lot of discussion that needs to go on there. Yeah.
Okay. So not just the pandemic that we have to deal with, but also the expected economic recession, right? So I'm wondering how certain environmental sectors could possibly be impacted by, new economic priorities. It's likely that we will have a shift in the way we're thinking about, or the way the government thinks about the economy. Are you concerned about that, Siew Lin?
I think if the economy does well, then efforts will. I think then they'll be able to pay attention to conservation and environmental sectors. I think that's always been the case in Malaysia, and the environmental sectors have not been a terribly high priority, which is why it's even more important at a time like this, when it appears that attention is focusing back again to an overwhelming, almost narrow focus on the economy, that we continue raising issues like climate change and biodiversity loss, because those problems have not disappeared.
I mean, it's very interesting in some of these discussions, people do believe that you can do one and then, once we have economic prosperity, then we can move on to protect the environment. When we all know, and the argument is very clear, that they're integrally linked. We take the Belum forest issue and clean water. I mean, what would your argument be that, in fact, despite the recession, we need to think about the environment?
Well, you are right, right? People always say like, oh, economy has to come first before the environment, right? And I think very often the, or I guess the decision makers or the politicians, I would say, would prioritize economy first, if because you know if they try to conserve or to protect the environment, the effects of that, the gains from that won't be seen as fast and won't be felt as fast, right? And so the votes might not go that way. But if well, water catchment. Well, actually, if you just look at the drought that's happening, right, in the north, and people have already felt the drastic impact of that, you know, and apparently it's going to get worse. And haze and lots of the environmental, even you know, air. I'm not sure what we call them, the meteorologists and you know, airflow scientists. And they're saying that haze is going to be even worse this year. So if we think along those lines. The argument is very easy to make, actually, that you have to really care for the environment because now you can feel it. Yeah, but
Wait,
then.
so I want to find out from both of you. We've got a couple of minutes left, and I want to know what you would like the new Environment Minister, Tuan Ibrahim Tuan Man, to act on. What I mean, if you had his ears, Yulin, what would you ask him?
Actually, there are several ministries that are overseeing the environment. So we've got MEWA, and we've also got the Natural Resources Ministry as well. Yeah, and we've got Fisheries under the Ministry of Agriculture, if I'm not mistaken. So that covers fisheries as well as marine parks. I think, you know, act quickly. Please look at whatever policies you feel need to be overhauled. Do continue listening to scientists and to expert advisors. That would be really fantastic. And yeah, just act quickly, set direction, set very clear direction in favor of the environment and natural resources.
Yao Ho, what about you?
Yeah, for me it's simpler. I care most about the forest at this point. So what are they going to do with the amendments to the National Forestry Act? What are they going to do to, I guess, help federal government, right? What are they going to do to help the states protect more of their forest? That would be my question.
All right, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. We appreciate your time and your insights, and for highlighting the importance of you know, of the environmental sector, especially during these times. Thank you both for being on the show. I'm Melissa Idris, with me Sharad Kutan, signing off for this episode of Consider This. Thank you so much for watching, and good night.